Board Human Resources Committee meeting to order. Gary Wildish.
Here.
And I'm here. And let's take care of the minutes.
I move we approve the minutes of July 10th.
I will second that.
Let me see what I can do about that.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that passes unanimously. And I guess we can go straight to it. I figure you have a proposal.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Let me help you through this.
Yeah.
Number one, I've attempted to encapsulate what the committee talked about last meeting, and I may not have been 100% accurate. Either way, I don't want you to feel because the attorneys drafted this into a document, it's not changing. It's on a computer. It takes 2 seconds. So
gotcha.
We can make whatever changes you want. So I've had boards before think, oh, this is fine. No, this is more get us talking about it. So you have two copies. Our legislative formatting wasn't working on this, so these two documents are the same, except on one I've highlighted in yellow where the major changes are.
Mm-hmm.
So this contract would start December 1, 2018.
Okay.
And it would take us out roughly 2.5 years to June 30, 2021. Okay. We've added a few things here as far as the duties, some things on the finances. Just because I felt the board probably wanted that, we just hadn't done it previously. But we might want to take a look at some of those. On one of them, we have Aspire to have no sufficient deficiencies or material weaknesses in the annual audit, because we know that there will be one. This should be, if we didn't get the last audit early enough
mm-hmm.
to make the changes for this fiscal year.
Right.
But the rest of it has to do with financial things. One new one is paragraph 20. This came up with another municipal client. I anticipate it being a problem here, but avoid fraternizing, dating, or exploring, developing personal relationships, etc. That's now in our CEO's contracts, just because we've seen the problems it can cause in another organization.
Yeah, I think I can almost, yeah, I know what you're talking about. That I'm going, which was a shock. Yeah, I went, you gotta be kidding. Couldn't believe
well,
it.
It created a lot more problems than what the media picked up on or you know about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad situation, and so it's in all of our CEO contracts.
Dwight, I was wondering if the language was strong enough, because one interpretation I think of the void is that, you know, try your best not to. Is this actually saying it's prohibitive? Like, nope, can't do it.
Help me with what you just said.
So, like, if I told someone to avoid doing something, it's sounds suggestive versus.
I can put shall not.
That was, I was thinking that would be more clear. Like, it's like, okay, I'll avoid it. But if it happens, you know.
Yeah.
I had kind of a similar concern with letter J earlier, which was aspire to have no significant deficiencies.
Well, that's the one, just because we know there's going to be this year.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I didn't want to make Christina nervous all year, knowing that she was getting the general manager in trouble.
Right.
So I told her I would put aspire.
So that was on, okay. I understand what the earlier comment you made now. Gotcha. Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay.
So let's get down to the nuts and bolts. So in 3A, starting December 1 of 18 for a period of roughly 7 months, the salary remains the same. Okay. Year 2, that's a 3% increase.
So we're, in essence, we're changing the anniversary date to?
To a fiscal year end.
Okay. July 1, June 30.
Right. We felt it more consistent with the budgeting and all the other stuff.
No, there's no question. It's consistent with that. It's consistent with your union contracts. Yeah. Okay. No, I that's okay.
So in the second year, that's a 3% increase. Plus we've added in there, in addition, the general manager may receive a merit increase from 0% to 5%. Based on her last fiscal year's salary. The decision on a merit increase will be based on the board's annual performance evaluation of the general manager's performance during the previous fiscal year.
Okay.
Okay. Third year, again, a 3% increase, and then the possible merit increase of 0 to 5%. Okay. And under fringe benefits, we've just reiterated what we had done in an amendment previously. We gave the general manager 10.
Oh, okay.
10 consolidated.
And that was
in addition.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is not in addition to the 10. That is the 10 days.
Yes. That's in addition to the
That she's eligible for as we speak.
Yes.
Okay.
Under 4, this is the LTD salaried employees defined contribution program. So beginning December 1, and these things are, I guess, paid at each payday throughout the year. They'll contribute 4.5%, which is what the plan calls for, plus an additional 16.3%, which adds up to the 20.8% we talked about. In the beginning December 1 of 2020, it goes up. Well, it stays the same total, but the plan calls for 5.6%, then the addition is lowered by that amount, so they still combine to 20.8.
That's what we wanted.
Okay.
Or at least that's what I wanted.
And we came up with the 20.8 based on what?
That was based upon the actuary's estimate of what's necessary for an employee of her tenure. If she was on a defined benefit plan instead of a defined contribution plan, so like the more senior employees are getting under the defined benefit plan roughly 20.8% per year,
so
contributed towards their retirement.
Okay,
puts her on par with the earlier.
See, that's really critical for the board to understand that.
Yeah,
you see, and that's the thing. You and I can talk about it, but it's not you and I, it's the board needs to understand, because that could be something that, and I wouldn't be surprised if they say, wow, what's that all about?
Right.
And so the explanation is going to be, I think it's going to be really, really important for the board on that one, that to be really clear in there, to make clear, because I got to admit that that's another world from where I come from.
Yeah, I mean, it's a significant number. But it is what we're doing already for.
You see, and that's the thing that I got to admit that I go, wow. Yeah.
Oops, I don't have.
Oh, you.
I apologize, I didn't attach the exhibits to these documents. But we did the exhibits previously, the list of what people in the community.
Right.
Be evaluated in the evaluation. Those were approved previously. Those are what the exhibits are. And I apologize. They should have.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going to say that would help. Well, I'm just, and I'm anticipating something, and I'm anticipating what some people might ask.
The, you mean the scoring criteria for the HR committees, right?
Oh.
Well, it was the questions they were going to ask the community partners.
Yes, yes, I know.
Not that, yeah.
I've actually moved ahead to five for telling you. So on the annual performance evaluation.
Okay.
So we're going to do it annually, but we're going to change it this interim. I'm not sure we need an evaluation this November, just because it doesn't affect your salary. And that we'll do it then each July, after the end of the fiscal year. It's a better time to be doing that kind of stuff than over the holidays.
Probably. But I got to admit that I, having done this a few times, I just wonder if it's, if it needs to be done on an annualized basis.
I think we kind of forced it because we're going to be giving, if we're going to be giving merit increases, we need to base it on something. If it's not going to be an annual review, we have to figure out some other kind of device to.
Because what I was thinking about specifically was the fact that just when Gary was on the committee, we talked about, you know, we'd really like to get some opinions from some people, not necessarily about our GM, but about LTD in general. You know, how is LTD performing, and some of those kinds of thoughts.
I think we can still do that. I could have sworn we had a separate conversation or earlier conversation that we wanted to make sure not to conflate the two. Is that right? Does that sound familiar?
Because they aren't the same thing.
Yeah. Right.
They are not the same thing.
They're not the same thing, right.
And your point is a good point. If you're doing a merit increase on an annual basis, based on what?
Yeah. And it needs to, I mean, LTD general performance certainly can be a part of it, but we're also looking at the specific individual performance.
Okay.
But I do agree with you that you could pull information, like if, let's say we did a LTD review, could we look at that information to decide whether a merit increase?
Because
I would say yes. That's the one I remember. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Move ahead.
So the goals for 2018 are attached to Exhibit A. That's what the board adopted 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, right.
The annual performance evaluation shall be presented to the general manager each July or as soon thereafter as reasonably possible.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to a review by the board members themselves, the board may survey the community members listed on Exhibit B. And again, that's a list you guys adopted several meetings ago. And ask them the questions found on C, which is that list right there. The board shall not have a formal survey of the employees of LTD for the purposes of evaluating the general manager. That was HH request.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. But here again, one of the things I was thinking about is that when you look at those, you've got the board survey, and then you've got the community survey of some community members and whatnot. It depends on how you weight those, you see. And I don't think they're the same weight. I think the board's, it's got to be the stronger weight.
No, I agree.
Because of the interaction, the close, knowledgeable interaction, it's got to have the most weight. It's really good, though, from a PR standpoint, to get some input from outside, you know,
so from our partners. Out,
yeah.
This is a change from before.
Yes.
Okay. This is a lot more structured, a lot more defined than what you've had in the past.
See, and I personally think it's better for that reason.
And we also worked hard to make sure, it's listed as Exhibit B, to try to get the people that we thought were going to give us the best information. But I agree with you, not all of them are going to be able to give us the same value of information.
Well, one of the experiences we had this last time is we tried to get a hold of the city manager of Cottage Grove. We talked to the city manager of Crestwell and those types of things. They didn't have any comments because they don't have any interaction. So it's people that have interaction. And it's like with the legislators. Legislators don't have much interaction other than when they're in the big session, because that's when there's the most. And so, but that's something that the HR committee can decide every time just exactly how
to. And I'd want to clarify that you know, lack of interaction doesn't necessarily mean there is lack of impact. And I think the instrument is designed so that if there are
impact,
right?
Because impact, they can say, I think, you know, is probably the better word.
Because some of the people we interview might say, you know, I've only seen AJ once, but what LTD has done for our area, city, organization, or whatever it is, has been X, Y, Z.
Okay.
And that's what I hope we can.
It'll be fine. Be fine.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
And Gary, in response to your note about waiting, there's no emphasis or anything in this paragraph that talks about waiting. I mean, in the end, the evaluation's by the board.
Yeah.
Each member will decide on their own how they.
Such as the passes.
No,
these all the same.
Yeah. Oh, they're not the same.
Oh, I was just thank you. Okay.
To a certain extent. Okay.
On the face, okay. I thought, I just got a bunch of copies of the same thing.
So those are the changes in the contract. Yeah. Like I said, feel free to change them, give me input. David has done a great job, and I would like to commend him. I gave him very short notice. And basically from yesterday to today, he came up with these spreadsheets. I'll let him explain it to you.
Yeah.
They reflect this new contract as you have in front of you. Mm. Okay?
Yeah, sorry, we're going to bring it up here. So the one that you have, when Dwight and I talked, basically, again, going from zero, Dwight said to five, but then we were also, I believe at the last time, or maybe it was a conversation actually with AJ, but getting it to where it got close to Salem's. And so I actually did one that went up to six. And that's what you have in front of you. But I just brought this so that you could see, we can adjust it, we can play with it. If you wanted to see what, you know, 4.5% or 5.5 or, you know, anything along those lines, you could do that. But basically, when you come out to this column E here,
mm-hmm.
and based on the information that I got from Salem, at the end of this, that their general manager will be at with the deferred comp contributions or retirement contributions that they do plus his salary. So I took out vacation and all of those types of things. He'd be at 231 with those. And if AJ, you know, giving no increase this current fiscal year, and then in fiscal year 20 and 21, there's the guaranteed 3%. There's the and then I did on this one up here, it's showing a maximum of 5%, and then it's showing the 20.8% as well as the 3% match that she would get with her 6% contribution, because that is additional. At the end of that 2021, she would be at 226.7, so she'd be about, I believe it's 4,000 below where the Salem general manager is. And I believe when I put, you have it in here actually, when I put 6% in there, and again, I just did that just to see, it's almost even, I believe about $58 difference that Salem's.
Good.
So.
But here again, that area there that's in the gold is going to be an arbitrary decision made by the board.
Right, correct.
Well, not arbitrary, right? Based on, but it'll be a decision.
Well, no, point. It's an arbitrary. It's arbitrary because you don't know what it's going to be.
Variable. How about variable?
It's variable.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Yeah. Whatever it comes
right,
out
right.
To be.
It'll you end know? Up. It could be two. It could be three.
It's strictly a calculation. Yeah. It's just something you plug in the and it comes out with a figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why, yeah. But no, but I appreciate the fact that you get to sit here and appear, you know, look at what it's doing and how it does and whatnot.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Um, Well, Dwight and Dave, thank you very much. This hits everything that I could, that I was hoping for from the last meeting. So I feel pretty comfortable with some of the minor edits that we've recommended. You know, I might be getting ahead of myself, Gary. Were there any things here?
No, I would move that we forward this to the,
yeah.
We forward this to the board with a recommendation of approval.
Feels pretty good to me. So I second that motion. Just to make sure, any further discussion?
I'm good.
Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And aye. So it passes unanimously.
Thank you. Thanks for the effort.
We will bring it to the Wednesday meeting.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Right.
But the following September meeting.
I would concur.
Yeah, tomorrow night's going to be, might be a long one. Just very likely. Yeah.
I could hold on to this one.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to hold on to this one.
One thing I might suggest, Carl, is that we look at the timing of this meeting, of the HR committee meeting. We changed it to 5:30 to facilitate April. And that's not an issue anymore?
That does not seem to be an issue. And, you know, we didn't actually, I'd like to bring up at this point, I was thinking that a good possible replacement for April would be Kate Reed.
Yeah.
And if we have additional business, which I don't foresee that much more, I'd like to, I guess I ask, because you make committee assignments, I would like to request that appoint Kate to this to this committee. And then so I would also advocate for the next meeting to be for a month from now at 4 o'clock. I believe it's September 13th. Am I crazy? September 13th, 4 p.m. And I believe that time is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for me. I guess we just might make sure everyone else on the committee is.
And what day is that?
September 13th. That's a Thursday at 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay. That works for me.
Would you like that to be a static time?
Yes. Let's go ahead and make that the standard meeting time. And
until we change it.
Until we decide otherwise, right? Yeah, you can punch that one through. Great. Any other business before the committee? Great. Now go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
Great. Thank you.
Do we have agenda items for September?
Oh.
What?
Do we even have anything for September to discuss? That's a good point.
Well,
maybe I just said a meeting for no reason. I kind of.
We've been working hard here, but this is kind of the culmination of everything. I don't know of anything unless you guys know something.
Would it be wise to just hold the meeting and then we can always cancel?
I would think you would need an October meeting in case the board at the September meeting did not.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great point.
But the September one, you won't need it because this is your recommendation for the September meeting.
Because the board could say, guys, go back and relook at a couple things.
Should I reconvene us and do we need
October.
To do that?
No.
Hold on if I set the series and then we can just decide to
cancel. Can you just reflect it in the minutes that it would be October, effective October.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Didn't want to break meeting laws. Awesome, thank you. Cool.
No, something Monday.